Hello and welcome to Bridal Style Blog Podcast. We are so happy to have you tonight. Claire, I see you're there. How are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight, but it's really cold here in Atlanta. Freezing.
Isn't it cold everywhere? It is so cold. Guys, we have a very special treat tonight. You know her. We love her. She is definitely more than a friend of the blog. She's like family. We have Amy Little Photography tonight,
Yay.
And she's going to answer your questions about the big picture. And if you're a fan of the blog and if you've gone into the history, you know we take wedding photography very seriously. And even though I see you guys out there, I see some 2016s and some 2017s out there. Hey, you guys, don't be shy. Step up and speak. What I'm going to say is, the big picture is very important. It's one of the most, if not the most important vendor you will hire for your wedding. Every couple says what? My wedding day was a what? Blur.
Well, yeah, all the time.
You ask a bride what happened? You ask a groom what happened? They can only tell you little minutes of it. You need a really great wedding photographer to carry this off. Not to mention, I hate to be so, you know, morbid, but once you're not here, once you're at peace, these photos
right.
will live on. You need somebody who is going to capture that and capture it for generations to put on their tables and honor you. So you want to make sure your picture always makes it to that memory table. I know it's kind of macabre, but it's actually very, very serious, guys. You do not want to skimp on your wedding photographer. Do not leave it to an 8-hour, 4-hour, 5-hour. I mean, I preach. I'm still seeing those little packages. It does not work. And brides, a lot of you, once I posted a little late tonight, so I'm going to apologize. We will get to your questions. You guys direct mailed me. I'm sorry about that. It's a little late. But we have Amy Little on. We are so excited. We want to give her so much time. So we're going to let her get started. Claire, why don't you tell people what's going on Twitter so they can help out?
Absolutely, yes. If you have any questions geared towards Amy Little Photography, make sure you log on and hashtag Bridal Style Blog, and Amy will respond. So just go ahead, get to tweeting, and we're going to get those answers right back to you.
Excellent. So guys, join the Twitter party. Stay here on the blog. We're going to have a great time. Amy's with us. We miss her dearly. She's doing all these exciting things. And I cannot wait to speak to her. Amy, are you there?
I am. Hello, ladies. It's good to be back.
Hello. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you both, too. This is going to be a pretty big year for everyone, I think. It's already shaping up.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent. 2015, 2016 is amazing in weddings. I'm so excited about the trends I'm seeing. I'm so excited that couples are savvier because the wedding blogs are getting more and more, you know, everybody's stepping up the game in the wedding business. And I'm very, very excited to see what happens. But you know what, Amy?
What's up?
I still want people to pay attention to their wedding photography. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. We're on Facebook. We're doing all these things. And what makes you like those pictures is the photographer behind the picture.
I have to say I tend to agree with you. I, of course, agree with you. I love all the things that you're saying. One of the things that is most important to me is that my clients and I are a good fit. I think that our personalities play a primary role in deciding if we want to work together or not, because you're with that person for such a long time on your wedding day, far more than you'll be spending that day with your fiancé. You're going to be with your photographer.
Exactly, and your hands are sweaty at that moment, and you're a little bit nervous. And, you know, even if you have a smudged piece of whatever on your mouth, or even if you've had a little too much to drink, or even if you don't want a photographer who's going to kick the kids out the way.
Exactly. Yeah, you want someone who's always looking out for your best interest, who's going to take care of you, and who's going to ensure that everything runs smoothly. You have a good team behind you, and you're going to have a wonderful wedding day no matter what happens.
And you want to capture it, guys. Do not think you can skimp on this. I know the number one question as a wedding planner, I know the number one question you guys ask when it comes to photography is you have this little idea of how much you want to spend. And you're even willing to hire somebody who takes great photos at your family reunion.
Mm.
Well, no, this
doesn't
is your
work.
Wedding. How much are you spending on your wedding? You do not want somebody to capture that for less than two tables at your wedding. I mean, I don't know how better to give. I'm trying to find the formula for it. I am trying to find the formula because you can't really pay for your photographer the same as you would pay for your cake. There's a problem there if you do. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right to look at it. Yes. I think it all has to do with what a client's priorities are. Like, if they're really in love with photography, then absolutely that's where they need to concentrate their money. And I don't think there is a good formula for determining what the percentage should be. But if they can make it happen, they should go for the best photographer that they can afford that they
exactly.
love. So maybe they found a really, really wonderful photographer, but they don't really like their personality, or they don't afford everything that they want. Yeah, maybe they should keep looking.
Definitely keep looking. My thing about the formula is, Amy, is that a lot of times people leave photography after all the hoopla. And this is something that you have to consider when you're writing the first budget. You have to shop, you have to look, you have to look at pictures you like. And, I mean, anybody who's on here right now, you guys are obviously with social media, so you have to look who's taking those shots or those pictures that are perfect. And you have to look at those price points. And you have to make room for that in your budget. Sacrifice, I know people don't like when I say it, you can sacrifice a table all the time at your wedding because there are at least three tables of people who you probably don't like or never going to see again.
Yeah, that's so truthful. It's always like that, Dana. I mean, and then what is it, 25% might not even show up anyway? And then you invested
exactly.
all that money in those tables and you could have put that in your photography. Like you said, it's going to outlast their lifetime. They have to think about that on the front end.
Mm-hmm. So
those
true.
Pictures are going to last forever. And you want something beautiful, you want something storybook, or you want something fair, or you want something artsy, whatever you want, look at the photographer's work. Look at their work. Don't just look at their reviews, look at their work.
Absolutely.
Look at their work.
Look at all of their work. Look at multiple weddings, entire galleries of weddings. Don't just look at the blog. Don't just look at the website. That's where we put our most favorite work of all. But we can't load everything on there. So look at entire wedding galleries. When somebody contacts me for an inquiry, the first thing I do is send them like six links, three engagement galleries, three wedding galleries. I mean, that's like an obscene amount of photos to be looking through, but I'd rather them have...
Yeah, Amy, you're
nice
kind of really good at that. You're extraordinary about that. I will say that. Like, I was like, oh, my goodness. Your links, the way you do it, it's more than anything I've ever seen.
Yes. I really love when she rebranded her new website. It's so cool. I love the contact page. I was like, I love that.
Oh, thank you, Clarissa.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, I like it too. Amy, you send out more. Why? Maybe you could help us learn something more about you because, guys, Amy is on the blog. She's been on the blog with us. We love her. You can scroll down. All her shows are still with us. Amy, tell us something about you. Why do you give more pictures than other photographers? Like, what's that about? Why do you do that?
Well, I started in film. And back in the film days, we were limited to the amount of pictures that we could take, develop, carry. And I was very selective about the image that I would shoot. Like, before I pressed the shutter button, I wanted to make sure was I going to print that image? Because I was manually printing them myself in a dark room, you know, hurting my skin with chemicals. But now that I've evolved into digital, which I love, it's not cheating the way I thought it was. I don't see the point of not giving someone the images. If it's a great shot and I love it, why wouldn't they love it? If it's a bad shot, somebody's like suffering in their eyelashes, sneezing, there's an unflattering double chin going on, like it's going in the trash. No one will ever see that. It's not going to make it to the light of day. But if it's a great shot and it's not an exact duplicate of something else, I think you should have it. It should be enjoyed.
So the one thing I noticed is that you manage your couples very beautifully. You literally capture something that it's almost as if a relative is taking the picture. So I want to add, and guys, I know we said we're going to answer all your questions. I'm going to launch the chat room right now. If you want to ask Amy a question, then I will turn on your microphone. I see a lot of microphones out there, and thank you guys for calling in. Thank you. We want you to participate. There are certain things that I think we need to know about Amy because we always ask her things about wedding photography. And I'm curious why Amy is so different, why Amy's subjects look so beautiful. And I also want to know kind of what makes her different than a lot of the other luxury wedding photographers out here. Amy, you almost look as if you're a relative of your subjects or couples. What happens between the meet and greet to the wedding day with you where any bride or groom you have looks like somebody in a magazine? How do you do that?
I'm curious to know that.
I get to know my couples. I want to make sure that the wedding day is not the first time that we're spending time together. So we have Skype dates. I send letters throughout the year. I drop notes in the mail. We call each other every once in a while. We easily build up a friendship. And that usually starts with our wedding consultation. I typically, if somebody calls me or I call them, if they sent me an email regarding like an inquiry for their wedding, I'll get on the phone, we start talking, and we could easily talk for 2 to 3 hours from the very first initial conversation.
Wow.
Then I know that's going to be a great relationship because we can get along so well. And I'm fairly easy to get along with. I mean, I like to have fun. I'm really relaxed.
Yeah.
And I want that in my couples. I want them to be relaxed and happy. So I like to nurture that relationship, that friendship. And by the time we get to the wedding day, we are friends. Like, I usually walk in the door and it's hugs. You're like, that's the best way to start a wedding. I love it.
That's excellent. So that's what you feel that makes you, because, I mean, couples are comfortable. They are on their wedding day. They make themselves comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What I have a question about is that what do you do with a timid bride? Let's say somebody who doesn't like to take pictures, hates pictures. What's your program for them? Do you have any tips for people on that, or how do you handle that?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I like for people to be themselves. I don't want to make them uncomfortable with something that they're doing or something that they find unnatural. So if there's a bride who is very shy and very timid and doesn't like to have her picture taken, this happens all the time. I am that person, by the way. I use a different lens. I use a lens that's a 70 to 200. It's a really long focal length, so I can get very far away from that person and compress the image and get a really soft, buttery background and have a nice bokeh. And then I don't have to be really close to that person in order to get a gorgeous shot. I give them their space. And I keep my distance. And then as they become more relaxed and comfortable, I can move closer and change lenses to prime lenses and then get a different look. But you have to let people be comfortable and relaxed. And the other thing I do is that when my couples, I'm shooting them during the bride and groom creative, I send them off on a walk. Sometimes that's the first time they got to see one another and talk for the entire day. So they need time to, you know, communicate and be in love. So I send them for a walk. They can go, you know, get cuddly and do whatever they want. And I'm really far away.
Wait. As a wedding planner, how long is this walk?
a couple hundred yards. Not to the next county.
Wait. Do not upset the timeline.
Yeah, I was going to know. Dana's thinking about the timeline. She's thinking about her itinerary. Like, wait a minute.
No, you're good. I stick with her at least 99% of the time.
You know what? Timelines are made to be broken on the day of the wedding. If it's a good timeline, you can always budget. And Amy, if you're shooting my wedding, do whatever you want.
Yeah, she can
you're shooting one of my whatever, girl. Yeah, we'll make it up. I love that. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so we've spoken about second shooters and the importance of them, and I saw that last year where the second shooter might have not did everything or followed a shot list, and I don't think shot lists are Bibles. I think shot lists are inspirations. Am I wrong for that, or how should, you know, couples handle the shot list? How should they, what intentions should they bring for it, and what should they expect from it is the question I want to ask.
Well, that's something that you're going to cover during a consultation, that I would cover during a consultation. We would talk about their Pinterest board, the style that they're looking for. If their Pinterest board does not look like my portfolio, then we're not the right fit. Doesn't mean they don't love my work or like me, but maybe I'm not the right photographer to produce the kind of imagery that they're looking for and that they're gravitating towards. So those all would be things that would be covered in the beginning, because I don't work from a shot list, and a good photographer will not work from a shot list. And the reason being is because you hired an artist. They need to be an artist. If they're trying to follow like a list of 50 photographs from Pinterest, they're going to waste their entire day. They're going to pull their hair out. They'll probably be crying in the corner when you're not looking, because they'll be so busy trying to recreate 50 other photographers' work that there is absolutely no artistry, nothing of themselves in what they're doing. They will be miserable.
So wait, Amy, I have a question. So you're saying that if somebody has a suggested shot list that they want, you'll say, like, no, I won't do it? Or will you say, you know what, let's see what we could get and move on from there?
Well, it depends on what it is.
That's like, I see your inspiration, I see what you like. Yeah.
But
did you know, like, that little heart picture and that frame picture everyone wants? I'm sure you've come across that. Well, you know, there's this hand picture with the heart, and then there's this one with the kids holding the frame that everybody has to have for the last, like, 3 years.
Oh, my clients have never asked for anything like that.
Look at that.
Oof. That's a prize.
Well, you're coming to New York soon, so.
Yeah, see, what it is, Dana, they just trust Amy. They're like,
wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Absolutely.
To Amy about when they do present you with the shot list, once again, how do you kind of persuade them that, you know, these are
to let you go
different other, you know, photographers' ideas? So how do you approach that conversation when you're in the consultation?
Just like that. I tell them that, you know, this type of work is not the sort of thing that I have in my portfolio. It's not the sort of thing that I shoot. If your heart is set on this, absolutely, we're going to do it. But trying to devote an extended period of time recreating somebody else's work takes away from their own wedding. It's hard to be your own advocate for your wedding, and you want to be the one that everybody on Pinterest is copying. You don't want to be the one copying everybody else. So if you let your photographer go out and be creative, then you're going to post your own photos, and you're going to blow up all over the place.
Oh my gosh! I'm sorry. I'm just very happy about what Amy just said. She just let me exhale big time right there. I have to say, excuse me, guys. Exactly. There is a lot of copying in weddings. There's a lot of, I want it to look like this because nobody wants to get it wrong. And what I love about our girl Terry's wedding is that she did her wedding like she wanted to. And, you know, I've asked her lots of questions about it and what made them do certain things. And, I mean, that's a beautiful wedding, Amy, and all your weddings are beautiful. And to know that they're both at the core beautiful people, that's gorgeous. Like, you know, not everyone's beautiful inside, and it's okay. You're working on it. That's why you're getting married. But the whole, I just want to say, like, I don't know how to say the words, but what's important, I think, is to capture the big picture of the day, to bring it back, to capture the big ultimate meaning, your love between you and this person, how you want to express your love, getting a photographer who can do that, and you have to hire an artist. You cannot hire somebody according to how much you want to spend. You need to flood your line a little bit on there.
Yeah. I mean, you need to hire someone who specializes in weddings. One thing is for certain, no one is ever going to contact me to shoot newborn photos. I would be terrible at it. That's not something I can do. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at family portraits. I am a great wedding photographer. That is what I do. So find someone appropriate for the situation. And if you trust that person, you will have amazing work.
Yes, I find myself also as a wedding pro getting into that little issue where people try and pull you out and do other things, and it's kind of like, well, this is my niche, and yes, everybody must grow, but I kind of want to grow in this niche. Do you find yourself going through that, Amy, or like, what do you experience as a very popular, great wedding photographer?
That I'm just sticking to what I'm good at. Mm-hmm. I find it a lot easier to say no to things. So, I mean, like a few years ago, I would want to shoot everything that somebody asked me to shoot. But now I know that's not my job. That's not what I'm good at, and I cannot be great at doing something that I don't have passion for. And that's why I really love working with clients that, you know, that I adore, that I'm a good fit with, because when I love them and they love me, like, I'm so giddy happy and I'm so hyped up on the wedding day. Like, and we have fun and, like, everyone's in high spirits. And then we just get such great work because they're so comfortable that they forget I'm there. Like, everyone's all happy and amazing. Just love it. Sometimes I'm a little...
Well, my theory is that you love love, Amy. That's my theory. My theory is that you love love.
You make it the love like cupcake.
You can see it in her pictures. Like, it comes so crystal clear in her pictures.
You're worth the flight and the hotel stay because you love love.
But I had a question, too. Amy, how did you know weddings was your niche? How did you know?
I've always known. I've always done weddings. Ever since I was 16 years old, I've been working in the wedding industry.
Wow.
I started as a wedding florist.
Well, what are you, 26 now? I mean.
Oh, yeah, totally 26. We shall not talk about age.
But that's great. Since 16, you've been doing weddings. That's amazing. And when did you find out that this is what you wanted to do?
When I was probably 21, I discovered photography and realized how much I loved that. I still did wedding flowers and wedding planning, but I threw in wedding photography as well. Like, everything I did always revolved around weddings. My family, my mom and my sister, they made wedding cakes. Like, everything just seemed to be wedding, like, all around me.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And, you know, you get to love love when you're around that kind of environment.
I know.
You love it.
You
love, and you love your clients.
Yeah.
Even when they're not happy, you make them happy because you're like, hey, we're in love. We have love.
We're in love and we're eating cake later. What's not to be happy about?
Exactly. We're in love and wait for the cake. I have a question.
Yeah.
To pull back to the big picture, what we're talking about on Bridal Style Blog, Amy, we are so happy you're here with us, and we are very proud this year as our third season. We are probably like the longest podcast out there right now. We're not going anywhere, so you guys get used to it. So when it comes to the big picture, people don't have a vision. You have the vision. How do you help people remember what they want to remember when they don't know what to remember. Should I ask that again?
Maybe that's a complicated question. Let me see if I can answer that. The person who helps a bride and groom fulfill their dreams as far as the vision of their wedding, that's their wedding planner. That's kind of your job. So, like for Terry and Nick's wedding, they had an amazing planner, Clay Keels. He works with Panache Events down here in Florida.
Yes.
He and Terry and Nick and Terry's mom, like they all got together and they created like this magical, like candlelit chandelier extravaganza that to this day is still one of my favorite weddings. And he kind of made all of this come to life.
Then they incorporated fire trucks and Bluebell ice cream and all the favorites.
Yes, it was all of their favorites because they both participated in saying what was important to them. It wasn't a one-sided wedding. Everybody always says, oh, it's the bride's day. Nope, it's not the bride's day. It's the bride and the groom's day. This is a 50-50 wedding.
Yes.
That's why we love her bridal style. Guys, bridal style is not just the bride. Bridal style, because the bride actually leaves it, because the groom leaves it to her because he loves you so much, or she loves you so much, they're letting you do what you want to do. Bridal style is actually the entire encompass of what you're wedding. But I will say this, Amy, what I did see from Terry's wedding, shout out to Terry Willis, I love you, baby. Mwah. What I will say is that what I did see is that it was still your eye. It looked more like love, beach eye, and I got to experience their intimate relationship through your pictures. Because I didn't really get that it was chandeliers and all of that until speaking to Terry at length about, like, three different projects.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that I liked it, but there are things that I got because you told that story. So how do you help people remember the wedding? Because what I noticed, there was, I wouldn't say a disconnect, but there was a valley. Not too deep, not anything bad, but you brought it up. I will say that, you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
So can you help me understand that?
I have a questionnaire that I use for all of my clients before
mm-hmm.
their wedding. Sometimes we work on it 6 months in advance, a couple months in advance, just depends on when is a good time. And it's like 7 pages of questions about their wedding and the details that they've included and all the little special things that I should know, that even like drive times from one location to the next. Like, it's ridiculously encompassing. But I put it all together, and that gives me an idea of what the big picture is for their wedding day. Like maybe they have 100 guests and 10 of them are family. Maybe they have 100 guests and 90 of them are family. Okay, this is a family-oriented wedding. This is what I need to be concentrating on. Or, you know, the special details are a penny that their grandmother would find everywhere she went. She would always find a penny on the ground, and it was good luck, and it symbolized their grandmother. So I concentrate on the things that's important to them because we go over all these details kind of ad nauseum, but long before the wedding day. And I've gotten to know them. So I've got an insight into their personality, and I see how things are on the wedding day. And one thing I don't like to do is I don't like creating situations. That's not what
mm-hmm.
a wedding day is for. It's not about staging things. It's about documenting what's happening, what's already unfolding. And so I think that's...
So how do you handle that in this land of Pinterest and everybody? I remember people used to rip out magazines and put them on poster boards. Now we have Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Now we have Instagram. We have Facebook. We have all these things, and they are must-haves. Like, I spend personally a lot of time, and I have to pray on this, I spend a lot of time trying to extricate my couple's real vision, and it's really the bride
mm-hmm.
because the groom is like whatever she wants. So I spent a lot of time just even getting to the real color you want, not the colors that are most popular in 2015. So what I'm asking you, and maybe you can help mm-hmm. everybody on the switchboard tonight and help us understand, is how do people decide what is their best style when they're being told what their style is?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think it's kind of like when I was trying to redesign my blog. I was required to put together a Pinterest board of the things that appealed to me. Oh, my gosh. It was so big. It was ridiculous. Apparently,
she's an artist.
A Labrador after a squirrel. Yes. Like, I cannot concentrate for nothing on one particular thing. But my designer, she had the vision. She could look at this crazy board that was all over the place, and she saw a pattern emerge. She saw what I was gravitating towards.
Beautiful.
And she was able to put it together and pull out what I truly wanted from the mess of things that I had collected in my Pinterest board. And that's kind of our job as creatives, is to see what people are going for and help them along the path. But it's not easy.
Exactly.
And maybe we will get it wrong. But at the same time, we love all those things on Pinterest because they are beautiful. We want them. Like, we want to be surrounded by that gorgeousness. It inspires us. But it is hard to let go of the board.
I'll be honest. You know how many times, and I'll say this, you know how many times I have planned a wedding and then I take a look at the original Pinterest board and freak out that we have to do some changes? Because the beginning is something like the end, but the middle is crazy and we went with the middle.
So we
have to have all these surprises.
But that's because your clients are evolving. I mean, in the beginning, it is always going to be crazy.
Because they're retreating to who they really want to be. Yeah.
Exactly. And you're doing them a service by continuing to dig out the things that are important to them and make sure that maybe she doesn't really love pink. Maybe we don't want pink.
Exactly.
You know,
maybe she really doesn't want a rustic wedding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting to know how long the engagement process is, too. Like, it seems like the longer they're engaged, the more they, like, kind of manipulate and change.
Get into influence.
Different color. Yeah.
So true. Mm-hmm. So true. I have to say, I'm really glad they're glamorous.
Me, too. I just want everybody to do what they want to do. Like, whatever you do in your everyday life, keep that, kick it up a notch, and have your fantasy, and that's your wedding.
That's right. Yep, as long as they're happy.
So whoever, like, when you were 3 or 4 or 5, whatever you, like, when you played wedding with your Barbies or you played wedding with your cousin, whatever you did doing that, write that down. Whatever you wear every day, write that down. Whatever color is in your closet more, do not wear. And there's your wedding.
Do not wear.
So there's your wedding.
I guess black would be out of the question, right?
Oh, that was a dig, Claire. That was a dig. Why are you stabbing me? I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I am too. I
have an entire row in my closet devoted to black clothing. It's my favorite color.
Exactly. It's just convenient.
Yeah.
It's almost lazy sometimes. Hey, guys. I do have one question before we open up the switchboard. Ladies, I'm going to go through, and gentlemen, I'm going to go through and call out your area codes, okay? So if I call out your area code, I'm speaking to you, all right? So really quick, Amy, before we wrap up, I have a question. What should couples look for in their contracts? Give me a bullet list. Like, what has to be there in your wedding photography contract?
Contracts, good question. I think it should cover what the photographer's responsibility is for delivery times, what to expect at the end of your wedding. Are you getting an album? Are you getting a certain amount of time? Are you getting high-resolution images? Are you getting just internet-ready images with watermarks? Like, it should be very specifics covered in the contract. You want to make sure that they are insured. You want somebody who carries general liability insurance. No one's going to go out and cause an accident, but if accidents happen, you want to make sure that that insurance is there to cover it. You want to make sure that in the event that they fall ill or get into a car accident the day before their wedding, they have a backup plan. Do they have another photographer who can step in and say, I've got your back, you know, I can take care of this for you, and then they, of course, will edit the wedding and give it the same look as it would have had had they have been able to do it themselves. That's a pretty rare occurrence, but of course it does happen. So you just want to make sure that things happen. You want to make sure that all the bases are covered.
How do you feel about this thing where people are telling people what kind of camera to use? Like, to me, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
But I could be wrong.
Well, sure.
What is that about? Like, that's happening a lot. What is that about?
I've never heard that. But
me
if somebody
either.
Tried to tell me what kind of camera to use, I would tell them what kind of dress to wear.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
Type of cameras and, like, whatever the pixels are. You know, I don't know about photography that much. But, yeah, like, it's a, you have to, what kind of camera are you using? Okay, great. You shot this shot with this kind of camera. Make sure you shoot this kind of camera. And at this, like, what is that about? I mean, like, I don't know. I know I'm in a very different space when it comes to wedding planning, and I know I deal with a very amazing group of people who are mm-hmm. just amazing, and I will say that they do push. They push the limits because I am in a, you know, I'm in the niche of Manhattan, Brooklyn. So, what is that about?
Like, they read somewhere on the internet. You know, questions to ask your photographer, you know, find out what the pixel is, because maybe the person who wrote that list of suggested questions was someone who, A, knew nothing about it, or was an intern working for whomever, or maybe someone who dealt with hiring a quote-unquote professional who necessarily wasn't. Maybe they were using a, like,
and then bought some janky camera, and then
yeah, like a Canon Rebel or a point and shoot, and then didn't get what they expected. That's the only thing.
Exactly.
But otherwise, it just doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, because I was wondering, like, why do you have to say what kind of camera is, like, they want it written into the contract? What kind of camera will be used? I do have another question also. Let's talk about copyright.
Yes.
Photographers still own the pictures after the wedding. So what should brides and grooms who want their pictures at will do about, you know, pertaining to copyright?
It depends on what your photographer offers. But, and this is all something you need to cover, like, well in advance because, like, for me, my clients all get print rights. As the artist, I maintain copyright. That's just the way it goes. I'm the artist. Print rights, however, are what clients should receive, in my opinion, so that they can print their work anywhere they want. It's their wedding. That's what they paid for. They should go out and fill their walls with art. That would make me very happy. It would make me very unhappy if they went to Walgreens and did that, or Walmart, or Shutterfly, or any number of places that specializes in really, really cheap prints because you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But having the copyright means you can go anywhere you want. You may not like the quality, but you've got whatever options that are available to you you can use. I think the only time copyright is typically not retained by the photographer is if it's some sort of corporate work. And it's
mm-hmm.
like if I worked for Coca-Cola and I was doing a shoot for a large industry, then perhaps that sort of work would be, copyright would be given to the company. But that's not the sort of thing that's done in a wedding.
Well, I mean, like, for instance, so far as, you know, the bride that you referred us to, and now she's on the blog, now she's going to be in print and all of that mm-hmm. through a third-party magazine. Like, mm-hmm. that's something that you're very generous about, but most wedding photographers would not be so generous with their images. So, like, is there any way that brides and grooms, because a lot of brides and grooms want to be in print. They want to be published. They spent a lot of money on this wedding. When the wedding is done, they still want that feel, and they have an opportunity to get published, so they want to go for that. What do you suggest they do regarding, you know, copyright? Can they purchase them, or...
They need to talk about it in the beginning and just say, hey, my wedding's going to be beautiful. We're working really hard with my wedding planner and my decorator. We're going to make this absolutely stunning. I want to submit it to a blog or to a magazine to be published. Is that something that you do? Most photographers out there are a member of a company called Two Bright Lights, and they put us in contact with magazines and blogs to get our work published. So
nice.
We're kind of doing that a lot of times anyway because it makes us, like, we're such egomaniacs. Like, we'd love to see our
mm-hmm.
name in print and for people
mm-hmm.
to, like our pictures. So we want to submit it to stuff like that. Now, in my contract, it actually says, you know, I retain the right to use it for advertising and for education, and most of the time I'm going to try to get it printed. Now, if a client is the exact opposite, and they're like, listen, we want to keep this really private between us, we don't want it to be published, I'll totally respect their decision, and I will add a caveat to the contract that says, you know, this will not be submitted for publication. But
yeah.
at the same time, like, those images are also shared with the other vendors at the wedding. So if the coordinator participated and the hairstylist and the makeup artist and the band, like, all of those people participated in their wedding, like, I also, it says in my contract, I also share those images with all the other vendors as well so that they can use it to say, hey,
well,
I did like
a lot of photographers don't do that. A lot of photographers do not do that.
I think it's becoming
That's
more
amazing.
And more popular because it's so much easier now to share work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of them won't. My brides and grooms will send their pictures to me and ask me to put them on VSP.
Oh.
You know, like, hey, we want to be on or whatever. And it's like, well, I don't know, but, yeah, that's excellent. Amy, I am going to open up the switchboard really quick. I'm not sure if we have just listeners out here or people want to speak. Hello, 205, are you there? Okay, we're going to go to 323. 323, are you there? All right, we're going to move on to 816. 816, are you there?
Oh,
all right, guys, I just have...
That's Missouri.
I have to definitely just go to the switchboard just in case somebody wants to speak or anything. Amy, we're going to wrap it up. Amy, thank you so much. We hope you'll come back for... We're going to do another What Your Wedding Vendors Want You to Know at the end of this season.
Okay, lovely.
Oh,
better
good.
Sound
a...
and perfect.
We do have a question
Can you...
on Twitter.
Hello?
Perfect.
Oh, what's the question?
Well, this question comes from blogger Clothe Your Curves. She's really awesome. I love her blog. But her question is, how do you get the perfect shot? And she's really excited because she's going to be renewing her wedding vow. So exciting.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yes.
How do you get the perfect shot? I think you ignore your photographer.
It'll let them get it.
I know that sounds silly, but honestly, you should not be concentrating on your photographer. You should be making out with your new husband. You should be staring
so
at his eyes and getting all romantic. Like, the best shots, like, my couples don't look at the camera. Like, every once in a while, they'll have to look at the camera and I say, okay, let's get this picture for grandma. So it looks just like the one that she has on her mantle of her own children and her own parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the photos that are all prim and proper, and they're staring at the camera, and, you know, they've got good posture. Other than that, I want my couples to go flirt with one another. I'd rather them be in the moment, enjoy each other, get carried away, grab her butt, do whatever you want to do. That's the perfect shot.
Oh, I love that little shot when you capture that. That's great. And I even love the shot between parents.
Me too.
I love the shots between the boys, between the girls. I love the shots even with the girls talking to each other. I love the shots with the kids being confused and angry because they're the only one keeping to the timeline. I mean, I love all that. You capture all of that perfectly, you know.
You know what,
the big picture is whatever you write it.
Yeah, I have a good
I'm
team
sorry?
That I work with. I try to always bring a second shooter with me. And
Amy, you have a great eye. Just take that compliment. You have an amazing eye, Amy. You have an amazing eye. You're definitely worth the hotel, the flight, and the seat. You are amazing. You are definitely a celebrity shooter. You are amazing. That's why we are so honored to have you on the blog, and we ask you and only you back, because guess what? Your eye, I mean, you've seen it. You have a fan worship group. We love you.
Sweet.
You have an amazing wedding eye. It should be.
Yeah.
And the fact that she keeps it small, guys, I think that's a big, achievement also.
Yeah.
It's really good, and I see it through your work. I see it, even the way your sun flares, or I'm not a photographer, but you do this thing with the light that's amazing to me. It's like you're dealing with God's reflection and managing it into the image. It's really amazing to me.
I love sun flare. I get really excited when I see the sun peeking up.
A lot of people don't. That's scary. That's skill. That takes a lot of skill to manage.
If it doesn't work, then no harm, no foul. But if you get a gorgeous, amazing shot, why not?
See, Amy, that's why we love you. Most people will be a little bit more afraid of sun flares because they don't know how to manage them or they're worried about posts. When I think you're capturing it, but you even capture a lot of pictures and still interact with your couples. It's a blessing and it's skill. Not everybody has that ability. And that's why I will say, guys, make sure you pay the extra coin for your wedding photography, because once that day is over, those photos still are there.
Yes.
Once your wedding planners leave the room, once the cake is eaten, once the venue is closed, guess what's still there? The pictures. Definitely spend the extra money and hire some. Actually, don't even say if it's extra. Put it in the budget at the beginning. Do not leave your wedding photography as something left over. Do not spend the same on your wedding photography as you would for your $7 per person cake slices. Make sure you pay more for your wedding photography because that's going to last. I can't say it much more. I keep saying it.
I know. We have to say it over and over again.
I'm out of bias, but I totally agree.
Yes, because when I leave, I'm gone. you're going to send me some baby photos. And, I don't do baby showers unless I did your wedding because that's just what I do. But guess what? I'm gone once I'm gone. You know what you're stuck with? Your pictures. So make sure you get the right ones, guys.
And your photographer if you really like them.
Exactly. And do we ever really go anywhere? I love my couple so much.
I do too.
I know. Yeah. We become friends.
I share photos of their children. Yeah, it's so sad. It's so needy but lovely. I love them. Like, I share their photos. Claire, I sent you pictures of my couple's babies and stuff. It's so exciting. Yeah. But, guys, you know what you will have? Your wedding photos. With all of that, you'll still have your wedding photos. So, guys, spend an extra coin. We're going to wrap up because we're not keeping you. We know you're listening on iTunes, probably working out, hopefully doing Bridal Boot Camp. We love you so much. Please come back to the blog again and again and again. We love you. We have so much more planned. We're only in phase 01, okay? That's just to let you know. You have no idea where we're going with this. Guys, let's sign off. Claire, say goodnight, and then we can let Amy wrap up and tell people how to get the perfect photographer for their perfect day.
Well, I just want to say happy Wedding Wednesday to everyone, and thanks for tuning in. This was the very first show of 2015, so that made it even more exciting to have Amy Little Photography on. And we just hope that you took everything in tonight, and we can't wait to have you back again. Thanks.
And if you didn't, rewind and listen to this again.
And again.
Amy, please tell people how to get in touch with you. I know you have exciting things. I'm not going to tell your personal business on the blog, but I do wish you well in everything you're doing this year. I wish you nothing but warmth and comfort. I love you to death. I wish you prosperity, goodness, and all those great things that you bring to other people. Tell people how they can have you at their wedding.
That's the easy part. If you want me at your wedding, you can give me a call at 850 602-475-2570. And the first thing we'll do is check the calendar and see if I'm even available. If I am, then we'll start emailing. I'll send you some links. We'll start chatting. We'll drink wine. We'll eat cupcakes. And then we'll see if we're a good fit, because that's the second stage. If you
have
questions about
what I have to go and get a husband so I could have wine with Amy. Go on.
And those cupcakes.
For real, yeah, the cupcakes. If you have questions about wedding photography and just want to, and just need some general assistance, then anyone's more than welcome to drop me an email or give me a call. The email address is amy@amylittlephotography.com. I'd be happy to help you. I have no problem pointing people in the right direction. Even if I'm not your photographer, obviously I want you to have a good photographer, because this is your forever memories, that your children are going to look at these photos and then laugh at you one day for all the decisions that you made. At least so I think that's super important. And lady, thank you so much for having me on again. I am so
Are you kidding me? I love you so much. I can't wait till you come up to New York. Yeah. I love you guys so much. Guys, thank you. Oh, it's happening. You know it's happening. Even if I have to come up there and crash. It's happening. Guys, thank you for joining Bridal Style Blog again. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. We have so many exciting things. And actually be loyal, because I have a surprise for everybody at the end of this year. Okay. We love you. Make sure you reach out to Amy Little. And you know what? Go on Twitter. Let's keep this thing going, because she's doing a takeover literally all this week. All right, guys? We hope to see you soon. Make sure you enter the Wifey Hubby Tea Giveaway, and we'll see you soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining Bridal Style Blog, and keep your posts coming.